sound every time on this show.
I don't think, only when you make that noise do you sound that way.
It's my voice every time.
No, I don't think so, man. I don't think so, man.
Yeah, man, it's my voice every time. What's up, guys? It's Seth Colby Show.
Hey, do you think you could do a 16-hour show?
Fuck no.
With me?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so
either. How many breaks are we getting?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask that question. Sam, you know Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Loyal listener. He lives in the UK. He said that he would pay for us to fly out to the UK and hang out if you did a podcast the entire flight. But he said it's 16 hours. I said I could do it no problem. I said you...
We would annoy the shit
out of everybody?
Every single person around us.
Yeah.
We'd get stabbed on that plane.
Yeah, well, people at chat insinuated that you would snap and try to open the door on the plane and escape.
I wouldn't put
having
it past
to listen
it.
To me for 16 hours straight.
Wouldn't put it past it, man. Fuck that.
So no, that's a big no.
That's a big fat no.
Okay, it's UK, man.
However, I would do it for a free trip to the UK.
I wish Sam was here because he said some stories. We're going to have to ask him on Sunday, but I'll have forgotten and you'll forgot.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also only talking about Endgame on Sunday, so let's be real. But
this Saturday,
yeah,
isn't it, man?
He talked about how he left Marzipan or wherever he was, Majorca, that's the name of it.
Yes.
And he went to Ibiza. And apparently on the Isle of Ibiza, at some point he woke up on a beach. Don't know how he got there. At another point, he also apparently went for a back massage, and the masseuse came in, and she was fully nude. And I'm like, what's going on in Ibiza? And why didn't he offer his free plane tickets to there?
That sounds awesome.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah. So
I'm down with a naked massage.
I'm kind of curious as to like what went on, but we'll never know, because we'll never go there, because I don't want to leave my house.
Nope.
Do you want to leave your house?
I mean, very rarely.
Yeah.
It's only to get into my car so I could drive it.
Because you still love your car?
Still in,
I'm going to be very
car.
Sad the day you come in here and say that your car sucks.
I don't think I'm going to say that.
Oh, you'll say it. It'll happen.
I mean, one of these days, probably. You know, I got hit on the highway coming home today by a pack of cigarettes. A full fucking, I'm assuming that's what it was. It went by so fast. It looked like a pack of cigarettes.
Why would someone throw that out their window?
It like bounced off the, it just flew up. I saw it coming right at my face, hit my goddamn windshield, made a big old thud noise, and just flew off. You know how mad I got?
Dude, I can imagine.
The other day, I was driving behind a Prius, behind a Prius.
Oh, Prius, dude.
They're the worst. Behind a Prius, which was behind a rickety old pickup truck with the ladder in the back of its bed.
Yeah.
Fucking ladder flies out, going 70 on a highway. It was tied to the truck, so it just hits the ground and starts fucking dancing like crazy. Pieces of it are starting to fly off like the rubber bits on the bottom. Just start flying fuck off. The car in front of me brakes hard as shit. I brake hard as shit. My beepers go up. Beep, 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 beep. Somebody's in fucking front of you, bro. Better break. I was like, why is all this bullshit happening to me?
Is this all on the highway?
Car. Yeah.
What's happening?
235, man.
What are they doing out there?
It was full of shanty homeless bitches.
Like, what are they doing out there?
Oh, God.
They're throwing cigarettes out the window and letting ladders fly off their trucks?
Throwing out your window, bro? What, are you high or something?
It's so weird.
God, man.
Do you think Bald Hobo knows it's not a Honda? I don't, like, I feel like he's triggering us both at the same time. Like,
I think he does. He's just trying.
Oh, I hate it so much, dude.
And how does he know what color it is? Just because I told him and they
Well, we
it
did.
Up.
We showed a picture of it on the street.
What?
Like, we Googled a photo of it.
It wasn't the actual car, though.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't
we Googled
the car.
The, no, it wasn't
was
your
it
car,
right,
but it was
but it
the car.
Car.
Right.
I tinted it with a... Cut myself. Poured some blood on it.
No, did you?
Yeah.
You could have just said that you hit a deer. Some fell out someone's back seat.
Yeah, no. I
Way things have been going for you.
Kissed route.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hey guys, how you doing out there? Acid Taylor, Ballin' Pro Xbox, Maniche. It's good to see all y'all. Hope you're doing well.
It is
the Seth Colby Show. We're live. It's our Thursday episode, and I guess we're gonna do on Sunday is talk about Endgame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're gonna talk about Endgame, mm-hmm. right? It's all we're gonna do. Talk about Endgame.
Unless it's so good that there's nothing to talk about.
Are you?
Hey, there's Sam.
Hey, there's Sam. Sam, I was telling him about how you got a massage from a naked lady, and I was like, I want more details, but I thought you'd be asleep because it's freaking 2 a.m. where you are. Go to bed, all right?
Give me that hookup, bro.
Yeah, also Colby wants the location so he can go there, but he won't, but he still wants to.
You can literally just tell him anything. It's not going to matter.
So. 123 Hooker Street.
Yep, that's it. That's it. But yeah, so in game, I'm going tomorrow. You're going Saturday. Sunday's the biggest day for Game of Thrones, apparently.
Yep.
Dude, how, like...
It's a big fucking weekend, man.
How you doing, man?
Like, it's not here. Like, I literally... That hype I experienced, like, a moment ago, when I was like, woo! In game.
Yeah.
I forgot it was this week.
Dude, I've just been super busy this week. I don't know about you, but, like, I've been working every evening. I've gone shopping. I've had to run errands. Like, I feel like I've been moving nonstop, and it doesn't feel like it's tomorrow, because I don't feel like I've stopped to get hype.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, I was, it's weird, because hype is the wrong word. It's like anticipation, you know, like when you're the kid on Christmas Eve.
I think I've ran out of it. I think I just don't have any left.
I don't think that's the case for me.
I don't know if it's getting old, or just the fact that it's been so long since I both anticipated both Game of Thrones and Endgame, that I'm just out of it.
What's going to happen? I'm more worried about what's going to happen the next week.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's over for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you're going to have 3 episodes of Game of Thrones left, but they're all going to be downhill.
Yeah.
Because we all know that this upcoming episode is the battle. Took 11 weeks to shoot. Everyone's dying. Or everyone's living. No, we don't really know. Either way, some stuff's going to happen.
Grey Worm's dead.
Grey Worm?
Jorah's dead.
Okay. I mean, we have our pool over here.
Brienne or Jaime might die. One of those two.
Nah. I don't know, man. I have a feeling.
Sansa?
I don't know this. And I think I'm wrong, because I try to look for spoilers, and there's nothing to support this theory. But I think that episode 3 might be a red herring. And as in they expect us to think everyone's going to die, and so no one will.
And then Danny kills him.
And then, like, the last 3 episodes are just a twist bloodbath.
Okay, you want to hear this theory?
Like, what if that happens, dude?
So you didn't see the Night King.
We did not.
So the theory is that he may be going down to King's Landing to burn the shit out of them.
That'd be awesome.
Kill everybody and then turn them into whites and then, like, attack rest of humanity at two fronts.
Wouldn't it take him 100 years to walk that far, though? Because it took him 6 years to walk from the wall to Winterfell. So,
that's
I don't
a great
know.
Point.
Ball and Hobo, the next episode is 1 hour. It's 1 hour. The way it works is it's like 48 minutes, and then it's like, I think it was, no, it was 54, 58, 58. And now it's an hour, like exactly an hour. And then the next one is, I think, 58 or 54 again, and then it's an hour and a half, hour and a half. That's the way it is. So why are you not watching the draft? I thought it was American law. No. Fat Americans don't watch sports things.
Fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess I should say nerds. Nerds don't watch it. Indoor people. Okay? Okay?
I got a little jiggle, man.
Is Britt watching it?
I have no idea.
I doubt
she cares.
I didn't even know it was happening, so.
No, she's more on the
Well, I mean, what are the Patriots draft? Number 645? Yeah.
She's more, she should be more focused on the fact that the other two Boston teams are in their finals.
The Bruins are there,
past
right?
Round one. Bruins and Celtics are both past round one in their
Celtics,
playoffs.
Celtics, God, what a terrible trash team, dude.
Flush They're good it. Now. It's got Kyrie and some other guy that's really good.
Some other guy that's really good. Yeah, I like that guy the best.
Isn't LeBron not in the playoffs?
No, he's not. That's Lakers fucked, didn't man. Make it, dude. They didn't make it.
Was he injured this year? Do you know at all?
He sat out games for sure. So I assume he was injured. Yeah, and then there was like a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff. Lakers management is atrocious. Okay, like I'm a Lakers fan, so I know a little bit, but I've checked out because it's so bad.
Yeah.
I care only enough. Here's what happened: everyone that works and runs the Lakers organization is an idiot. They are the worst. It's all ran by Matthew and then Matthew's friends. That's what it is. It's like Matthew owns the Lakers. And then he hired Jared to run the team. That's what it's like. And they just got rid of everybody, I think, but technically no, because the same owners still own it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll be better next year. It won't. Probably. But yeah, the Lakers are the only team to flush LeBron's career right down the toilet.
Yep.
Like 80 straight finals, man.
Yep.
Didn't even make the playoffs 1 year on the Lakers. They did it to Dwight Howard, too. Remember him? He used to exist. Now he works. I think he's in the unemployment line. He may be a bus driver.
I don't know where he is now.
Taylor, you get that slander that I want Matthew's friends out of this chat right now, or I will come at you like a foley and rage wildebeest! Okay?
All right, it's all good. Sorry, I got a little triggered there. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
My team's out. The Winnipeg Jets, my second team, is still in Boston, but I think they are in trouble with Columbus. What is he talking about?
Bruins, hockey.
Who's Columbus?
I don't know. Columbus, Ohio?
They don't have a hockey team.
I'm assuming they do.
The Winnipeg Jets? They're not. What is this, like double-A hockey?
That's Canada.
How do they play in Boston? Don't you have the Canadian?
No,
you have
Canadians in
and then
the
you
NHL.
Have the Maple Leafs. Those are the only two Canadian teams in the NHL. The Winnipeg Jets aren't in there, are they?
How do you know anything about hockey?
I don't.
Well, then what are you trying to bullshit like you know shit?
Because I might, dude. Side note, people are complaining they can't change their nicknames on my server unless they are out of the trusted members role.
Columbus Blue Jays, right there.
Just ban everybody.
Oh, wait, no, that wasn't the one.
Was that the right button? No, it's this button. Toronto Maple Leafs. Okay, I told you that one. Montreal Canadiens. Okay, those are the only two. Well, there's the Calgary Flames, so. Columbus Blue Jackets. Well, look at that.
Well, that's not the team he's talking about.
Yeah, it is. He said
no,
Columbus.
The Winnipeg Jets is the one.
Well, his team is out.
Right fucking there. That's the one we were looking for, not Columbus.
No, I think Columbus is way less believable than Winnipeg.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you said the one that doesn't exist is
Winnipeg. I believe neither of them existed.
They both do.
They both do. And so does the Edmonton Oilers. What is it? You have a last name? You get to show up in the NHL?
I got six people in a trailer that love to punch people. Can we start an NHL team? Call it the Happy Sunshine Trailer Park Oogalongs, you know? What is it?
The Oogalongs.
Dude, the Oogalongs, man. Oogalong. That'd be such a great team, dude. Let's start it. Why are there so many stupid NHL teams? Why is that a sport?
NHL is real dumb, man.
Burn it down, but then it turns into swimming. No escape.
You're on a roll there, bro.
There's no escape, man. I already forgot the name of the team. Did I drink adrenaline? No. I just like seeing my best friend, Colby.
Yeah, man, it's been a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 4 days, but
it's
whatever.
It's been a second.
It's been whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Plus the hype, you know, for this weekend's pretty.
I'm pretty hyped about this weekend. Peaking. I got to be honest with you. On a scale of 1 to infinity, I'm about infinity plus 2. Right, acid?
No.
All right.
My God.
That'll trigger because there's no way to count past infinity.
No, there's not.
And infinity technically isn't even a number. It's just a concept.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that Coors, man?
Man, I'm drinking Coors.
Why are you drinking Coors?
I got hooked on it when they did not have Miller at a bar I went to.
What, so Coors is better?
They taste exactly the same.
Can I try one?
I could. I
just try a drink of that if you don't mind.
I can drink Coors. I could drink Miller. I could drink Bud. I could drink Budweiser. Any of them, all the same. Budweiser Select, mind you, that's their light beer.
I'm going to be honest with you, that's better than Miller.
Yeah, it is. It's got a little better taste.
That's better than Miller Light. Mm-hmm. The first beer I ever drank was a Coors. It was a Coors Light. Okay, Ballin' Hobo.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
8 months of subs from Ballin' Hobo.
Next month we have a baby. I'm going to leave it in the gutter. And it's going to grow old and have a groom revenge scheme against me. And it'll show up to kill me. But I'll already be dead from diabetes. Twist.
Diabetes.
So, anyway, have you tried Coors Banquet? We have not.
Nope.
The first time I ever played strip poker and drank a Coors, a beer, any beer, was the same night. I think I was 19 or 20.
First time I ever remember having a beer, which is probably the first time I did, was my dad let me drink part of his Budweiser.
See, I feel like that doesn't count.
And that was disgusting.
When was the first time you drank one without your parents?
A beer? I believe...
Or just any liquor.
Okay, I could tell you two things. Well, I could tell you one thing for sure.
Okay.
One thing is a guess.
Okay.
I probably drank a beer for the first time without my parents in a situation where I was trying to look manly and impress someone.
Okay.
And I did not like it.
Okay. I didn't like my first beer either, for the record.
Can't remember when that was. First time I remember enjoying a beer.
Uh-huh.
I went on a float trip in 2016.
Oh, God, the float trip, dude.
And, dude, okay, allegedly, for this is rumored.
Okay.
I was sitting in a lake.
Uh-huh.
Or not even a lake, a river.
Uh-huh.
A river, probably just a little above my legs. So my legs fully under. I'm sitting straight up. I got a fucking Bud Light in one hand and a blunt in the other.
Okay.
In nature.
Yeah.
On a beautiful fucking day. That was the best moment of my life.
Better than this weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
I would trade in-game and that to constantly be in that situation.
I would murder you if you took away in-game so you could get sunburned.
It was in shade.
It wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't. I remember you guys coming back from that trip. You were all lobsters.
In that point, it was in shade.
Okay. But then you became lobsters.
I don't give a shit about the float. The floating was the worst. Allegedly, again. Some of my friends were on cocaine.
Okay. This isn't alleged. You're not their mothers.
And some of them had snorted some bunga juice.
What's bunga juice?
It's cocaine.
It's
my name for it.
This is not a juice. It's a powder. Shouldn't it be bunga powder?
Whatever.
Okay.
We had two rafts with like 4 to 5 people on each.
Okay.
One raft was strictly the coked up people.
It's the coke raft. The bunga raft.
One was not.
Okay.
So we're fucking behind.
Okay.
And we're like trudging. We're doing
because
work
they're like
to catch up to these coked out motherfuckers floating down a river. They're not even floating. They're paddling.
Yeah, they're hovering
they're
above the water.
Down
it's
the
like
water.
A speedboat skimming across the edge.
Yeah, we got so mad.
Because they were so fast.
We finally caught up to them when they stopped.
Okay.
And we were like, what the fuck? Why?
I mean, aren't you supposed to take it easy?
The point of us to float?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Sam says, Seth at Ibiza, I found a drink called Absinthe. It's 70% alcohol. Nothing stronger than it. First of all, Everclear stronger, which I've had. Second of all, I've also had Absinthe. One of my favorite drinking stories. I wasn't present for this, but White Cameron, another notorious drinker, he was my drinking buddy. He's the guy that famously Colby tried to take care of the one night we taped 2-liter bottles of Kraken rum and root beer to his hands, and he drank all of them and then proceeded to flip us off no matter what we said to him.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and he threw up on my balcony and looked in shame, and it was a great night. It's fantastic.
Did you say I tried to take care of him?
You did, yeah.
When?
You took care of him the whole night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're like, how you doing, man? He's like, F you. And the whole night.
That's not taking care of him.
You were taking care of him.
Plus, no, I was the one out on the balcony when he's puking. I was like, hey, Cameron, how you doing?
Yeah, that's
he's
taking
like,
care of him.
Fuck you. I'm like, well, he's like, stop it.
Yeah, but that's taking care of him.
That's not. No.
That's taking care of him.
I was just trying to get him to puke more. It was funny.
Well, anyway, the point is, okay, yes, Edward Beerhands. Yes,
that's
yes.
A bitch.
That's what we were doing, except it wasn't beer. It was liquor. Because we go hard in the paint. And but anyway, besides the point, White Cameron and I both had absinthe, and one time he did it, and he drank too much, and he began seeing smoke people, he claims. And so he walked around the party, doing this, batting the smoke people away.
We had absinthe. It wasn't real absinthe.
No, it was. Absinthe. It was absinthe.
No.
Yeah.
No, there are two types of absinthe.
The wormwood absinthe is legal in the U.S. That's why we went and got it.
No, the
yeah,
one
because
that makes
Cameron and I
trip
right.
is not
that's
legal.
The one we had.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is the one with wormwood in it.
Nope,
it used to be illegal, but they made it legal in like 2013.
False.
That's why Cameron Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
False.
That's why we went and got
bullshit.
It because we wanted to try it out.
No.
Yeah.
The U.S. government has a constraint on all psychedelics.
Yeah, see, acid knows what's up.
Okay. Under a certain limit.
Well, yeah, I didn't eat a piece of wood. Like, I mean, yeah, it's
under
a
certain limit. It's the limit that's like, you trip, you don't. It's that limit. Right
he
there.
Saw smoke people, man.
He was too drunk.
He saw smoke people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you're batting away smoke people, that it's effective.
No.
I think that's also the night
Did
that you...
Did you see anything?
I think that's also the night you popped off your shirt, but wear your hoodie around.
I did.
And you looked like Edward Cullen.
I did.
I remember that night. I have a photo of that.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Bash was there.
I can find that photo real quick. You want me to show it to you?
Let's not do that.
I'm going to show it to you.
I know what it is.
I think it's worth
seeing.
Looking at. You know, I think it's worth seeing.
It's not.
It.
No. Because
yeah.
They're going to want to see it.
Well, I can't show them that. It's on the wrong screen. So you're safe, dude. It's fine. There, look at that. That is the douchiest photo.
Gotta miss that body.
I think so does she.
Dude, I'm so fat now. I'm staring in the mirror earlier. I'm like, flex the abs. They're not coming back. They're gone. If I continue to drink beer,
you have a 12 pack of Coors right next to you.
They'll never come back.
No, they're gone. Mm-hmm. You're 25. You're almost 26.
Shut up. I can get them back. Stop it.
It's over. Why do you get them back?
I was looking for you to console me and be like, it's possible, man.
Well, I mean, anything is
possible.
That's
all I'm looking for.
Okay.
Not for you to confirm my doom.
Hold on. Here's what I'm saying to you as a friend, okay? First of all, the Lord, anything's possible, so write that down. Second of all, it's definitely possible. There are plenty of 50, 40, 50, 60-year-old men who look great. It's definitely possible. You could do it.
Yep.
My point is, stop.
Right.
Just be old.
No!
You got a girl who loves you. Like, be fat. Mm. Get fat. Live your life.
I don't want to do that.
So you get fat and live
was
your
that
life.
Was that photo in a folder called The Collection?
Oh, it was.
Oh, my God.
I got so many photos in there. That's basically my blackmail photo folder.
That was the only one in mine, though.
No, that wasn't your folder. That was the girl's folder. That's the only one in hers. I have photos of you on there as well.
What photos?
That would be your butthole.
Let me see. Let me see these.
No, you don't get. You can't see the blackmail photos. That's the
Come
whole point.
Come on.
Nah, man.
God, you're the worst.
I know. I'll give you $1,000 for that folder. It's not worth it. Blackmail. See, is that blackmail? That's not blackmail. That's just me selling photos. Blackmail would be I'm going to accept Pro Xbox Crafts $1,000 for that folder unless you do something.
That's blackmail.
That's blackmail. I'm just going to save it for like, there's absolutely no reason. No one in that folder will ever amount to anything. And I'm in that folder, for the record. So, you know. Okay, so what's better, Zoomers or Absinthe? I've done mush, but never Absinthe. I didn't understand that sentence, so you're going to have to help him. Acid says, go to this link. And she says at 5:20.
Hi, I'm Zane Lamprey. Welcome to Three Sheets in the Czech Republic. In this episode, I ate cheese. Here's what happened.
What am I
just downed wormwood-based alcohol. So is it going to have some strange effect on me unlike any other alcohol? I think this is a question for the dorky professor.
Dude, that accent was horrible. It was so
It tasted
bad.
Like black licorice.
It was so bad. You know what else tastes like black licorice? Jaeger.
Yes, that's
Jaeger,
true.
And that's the time I blacked out, ran a car into a garage door.
Has hallucinogenic properties. It is the reason absinthe was out.
When we did this, we used to pour it over the sugar cube mirror. We got sugar cubes, we were pouring it. But quit Cameron and I thought that was not worth it, so we just started drinking it straight out of the bottle.
Oh my God, it burns a little bit.
Of course it burns. It tasted like high-octane, pine-scented furniture cleaner.
I drink
but
it.
But I still have it cut off my ear.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
So, give me more of it. This time, like the French do it. Instead of sugar
what,
and fire,
nude?
It's sugar and water.
You're going to dilute it with water. You're going to mix it with water and make it not as...
Just drink it straight. Come on, if you're going to drink, drink.
One time I took my friend Steve and I tied him down like this. And I had the faucet dripping on his head, and it made a hole in his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
He's a funny son of a bitch. You don't know Steve? He's pretty famous back in the States. He's on that show, Three Sheets. Whatever, stupid show. Okay.
What's happening?
I gotta be honest.
We're in a world that
we don't
understand,
I think the reason they have all these
sir.
Elaborate
Get
rituals
to drinking!
Is to distract you from the taste.
So, how was it?
It makes my, It makes my nipples hard. Why don't you
I remember that
you
sensation.
Bar and cannot find.
Is he still drinking it?
No. Listen,
this is very tempting.
I'm done. Move along. Stop what? This video.
Okay, well, that didn't answer any of my questions. It just made the man drink an absinthe. That's all I watched.
Yeah, I don't. We know. We
tradition know. Of the drink. You know what my tradition about drinking is? Drinking. That's what I like.
Give it to me, man.
Give me that drink.
Pour it down my gullet.
I like alcohol. I want some absinthe now. I'd try it again. Someone mail me European absinthe into my P.O. box, please. Thank you. Did you answer Ball and Hobo's question?
No, what was it?
Mushrooms or absinthe? Better.
Mushrooms.
Okay, well, there you go, Ball and Hobo, done.
Allegedly.
I mean, it has to be.
Allegedly.
Like, mushrooms are only there for hallucinogenics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absinthe,
well,
that's just like a side effect.
You're talking about. If you talk about magic mushrooms, yes, that's what that's for.
We're not talking about the ones you put on a romaine salad.
Oh, my God, my newfound food love is mushrooms.
Okay.
For the fucking Lord of mercy, I don't know why I've skipped out on them my entire life.
Neither.
You just saute them.
You eat the magic
butter.
Ones that are coated in poop, but you've never eaten a real mushroom on a salad?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I always did. Like, I've had mushroom and Swiss burgers before.
Okay, yeah.
Those are fine.
I mean, those are the sautéed mushrooms you're talking about.
I can eat sautéed mushrooms just by themselves.
Yeah, dude.
Straight.
I would be lying if I told you I hadn't in a week moan at Ben and Don's before at the grocery store before and bought a can of mushrooms and just ate it right out of the can.
That's gross. I buy the fresh ones and have Britt sauté them up for me. Then they taste
when is
really
that
going
to end, man? The whole she serves you thing.
She doesn't serve me.
Well,
she
I know, but
cooks.
She does a lot.
It's better than me cooking.
She does laundry. She cooks.
No, she stopped doing that.
Oh, no. Who cleaned? Who cleans now?
Well, depends. I do dishes.
Uh-huh.
We do laundry.
Okay.
I do dishes. We move. I do them probably on more of an occasion than she does. And then as for cleaning, we really don't clean. As in, like, dust vacuum, stuff like that.
Okay.
Unless one of us is at home bored as shit and then just gets the urge. And
I have never been so bored
everything.
That I clean. Ever.
I have done it. That's the only time I actually clean.
It's disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
I've been ashamed to know you. Bored and you clean.
Do it, Ballin.
Mushroom That's and steak. Cool. I will inbox you a mushroom sauce dude. You put on steak. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Nothing is fucking better.
Ballin, if you included a photo of a nude
Tuesday.
Woman, he would scroll past it to get to
I
that
had
mushroom
that
sauce.
Tuesday.
What, mushroom and steak?
Yeah. Dude, I just go to Sam's. I buy fucking 6 sirloin steaks. Big fat motherfuckers. I get up two boxes full of already cut up mushrooms.
Okay.
And then frozen green beans, frozen veggies, shit like that. Just cook them all.
I mean, that sounds amazing, dude. How many pots do you go through a week?
We have to clean the same ones.
Right, you'd have
night.
To, like, all the time,
every
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
His slave. Yeah. Coley doesn't have a slave. He's a grown adult man. I just
chooses to be there.
I feel, well, that's what I was asking, is I feel like when the honeymoon period for Britt, you know, you guys have been dating a long time. Like,
oh, it's after the ring.
Like 2 years now? Oh, you think that's what it is?
It's after the ring, after the marriage, a year after that. It's gone.
Oh, I don't even think it lasts a year.
That's my guess.
Yeah. I have all these things that Chris would
She's
be like,
keeping up appearances
once we're married, we'll do this. And it's nothing has changed. But now it's like, once we get a house, you know. And then once you get a house, be like, once I have a Mercedes, you know. It'll never end.
No.
So I've just decided that I get nothing and I'll just live with it.
That works, man.
Yeah.
If you can fend for yourself, might as well.
Well, I'm not really fending for myself. I'm just doing nothing.
I feel like she's cooking the most of the times that I come over here. See things happen.
We mostly make our own dinners. We don't really eat meals.
We?
What do you mean we?
Like you help?
No, like as in I make a sandwich, she makes a salad. Oh. We don't share. We eat different every day. Okay. We don't ever eat the same thing.
That's weird.
It is weird, but we
I mean,
do that.
Well, it's the same with me and Britt. She just cooks my food for me.
Well, that's not what happens to me. So. I feel bad if Chris cooks my food. One, because I feel like she's not going to do it right. Even though, like, how hard is it to make a sandwich? Honestly, but I'm just a control freak, so I'll just
well
make,
that makes sense.
Make my
but
own
yeah,
sandwich.
No, she could cook, so
let me make my sandwich.
Anything she makes is going to be better than what I can make. So
that's true.
I'll take it.
You didn't know what mushrooms were, so
I didn't.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, acid eats like a queen every day.
I just did not know that they were as good as they are.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Every day is steak and a BJ day for Colby.
I wish.
What would you prefer if you could only pick one of them? I already know the answer.
For the rest of time?
Don't pretend you're thinking about it.
For the rest
it.
Of
how about,
time?
How about...
It's for the rest of the time. Steak.
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
No, yeah. If it's for the rest of time, absolutely steak. If it's like one or the other right now in this situation, one time pick, BJ.
That's, what did you eat for dinner tonight?
Chicken, potatoes.
What if it was before dinner?
Green beans. What?
What if it was before dinner?
Probably still the blowjob. I'd do it without eating.
Wow.
For tonight. Like I said, one time thing. BJ.
I thought it would have been steak no matter what.
Nope.
Oh.
steak no matter what?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you would have liked steak no matter what.
No.
Okay.
I get steak a lot. Mainly because I buy it. And it's expensive.
But you never get blown. She's not watching tonight. We're safe.
She may go back and listen.
Don't. No. No, don't do that. Hey, did you know that I had not had this show on Spotify, Google Play, or Stitcher since February? Acid, 69 bits.
iTunes.
Thank you. But right. On iTunes, it was there.
Okay.
Yeah, iTunes has been there every time.
Oh,
but
that's fine, because I've definitely checked in on
69
iTunes
for
once
this
since
steak.
Then,
but yeah, it's been on iTunes, but apparently when I went and updated the other stuff, it didn't update.
Well, smooth, man.
So
you're a smooth guy.
Yeah, I figured that out because my sister smooth goes, how come you guys aren't doing your show anymore? And I said, we do it twice a week. And she goes, well, it's not on Google anymore. She goes, the last episode was February. And I said, oh.
Smooth.
Yeah. So.
Way to go, man.
I mean,
You lose the cut of the money that we get next time.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm going to make this claim to you. Every dollar we've made from our audio listeners, from now until from the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you in your next paycheck. Actually, I'll give it to you right now. There you go. You received it. You like it?
Yeah, man.
I literally told that to my sister. I said it's a problem, but I don't really care because all the audio listeners do is take. They just out there taking. They ain't giving me 69 bits, making lewd jokes about steak. You know what they doing? They sitting there getting their ha-ha-ha's on from our work, and they ain't doing nothing in return.
You're not wrong.
I'm going to take it away, Zero Cool. Although, in Zero Cool's defense, he also didn't have a show for like the last 2 weeks or 2 months, so. If I tip, will I be the Mythic D? You will, Acid. You absolutely will. You absolutely will. Yeah.
The Mythic, huh?
Yeah, and you and Colin will be the only people that will have been the Mythic D.
Which is tip and cheer on
both channels? Both channels, yeah.
Really?
Yes, right now she's
tip, cheer, sub to both.
Well, subs don't count.
Why not?
Because subs are expected. Mm. I expect you to sub.
So?
What do you mean so?
Well, there should be a higher tier for doing all of the things.
So sub, top cheer, top tipper?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're my favorite for the week.
Colossal D. The Atomic D.
I like Colossal, actually.
The Colossal D.
I kind of want to change Mythic to be Colossal, actually. I kind of want to change Mythic to Colossal. That's a better word. That's better. But yeah. Subbing is expected, you know. Do you get any audio listeners? I mean, I see them. They're there. I see the stats. They listening. They just not doing anything.
The D, man.
They're just not out there doing anything.
They're just out getting steak, not doing anything.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're given the steak, but we're getting nothing in return. Actually what it is.
I'm gonna cut some of my fingers. How'd that happen?
I don't know, man.
Do you see it?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Do you see it?
I see it, yeah, I do. I see it, yep. I see it.
So who anybody gonna stay dead in Avengers?
Well, we could make predictions.
Yeah. She
even said she was gonna do it and I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect $5.
I expected a dollar, you know, a ding, you know, not a here's your diabetes for the day. You know, I don't know why I said diabetes, but I hate it. I hate it so much. Oh, Acid, thank you for being so generous to killing me. I appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to scroll down right now, make sure Acid milks all this time possible, the Legendary D and the Mythic D. And I'm just going to go ahead in general chat and say, please applaud.
Good type in there.
Applaud our...
He's getting there.
New Overlord and Mythic D at Acid. There we go. There. Perfect. Thanos D. Yeah, just take a typing test. Listen, we had this discussion earlier. Okay, I'm not doing it. It's too much work.
Not doing it.
Not doing it. It's too much
not
work.
Not doing it!
Okay. All right, so Avengers.
Anybody gonna stay dead?
I think they gotta kill.
Okay, one.
They gotta kill one of the two, Cap or Iron Man. They gotta, right? One of them's gotta go.
Right.
I think Cap is the one we all expect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they kill Iron Man.
Really?
I think so. Just because I think they want us to think it's Cap, because you know Chris Evans is leaving. Blip dip, hip dip. You know, he's walking out of there like the Prime Minister of Britain, you know? I don't think so. I think. I think Tony's gonna die. I think he's gone. Yeah.
I was gonna say the ones that we know, like Gamora. You think she's coming back?
Yeah.
Well, she would have to probably.
I think
Guardians
she's
gotta
come back.
Right?
Yeah.
Because James Gunn's back on that, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I think he's coming back.
How about Vision?
Oh, that's a good one.
Is he like Death Vision now? Because I feel like that's a thing in the comics. Is he's like, once he gets the stone removed, he turns like evil or
something? So, I have a theory. Mm. Okay? Nostradamus here. All right? The prophet.
Nosferatu.
Okay, here we go. Another one. You ready?
Gandhi man.
We know for a fact that we're going to get a Hawkeye television show, a Wanda and Scarlet Witch and Vision television show, a Loki television show, and a Winter Soldier and Falcon TV show.
Okay.
We know we're getting those. So, here's my theory. Those characters don't die, but their lives are impacted significantly, and the TV shows
are about them. Post
yes.
Endgame.
I think that Endgame, because of all the time travel, remember my older Nostradamus? I mean, that's kind of known now. I feel like everyone assumes they're going to go back in time or portals or something. I think it's time travel. But regardless, I think what's going to happen here is that because of all the time travel, there's going to be some loose ends or like some alternate realities that maybe people are lost in, or maybe like let's say Loki comes back because they go to New York and they get the stone from him, and he follows them through the portal. They don't know it, but he does, you know.
This is turning into The Flash.
So it's like evil Loki.
This literally happens.
That's his TV show.
This literally happens in The Flash, the TV show.
Well, it sounds like a good show.
It is.
Because I came up with the plot, and I wrote it. I wrote The Flash.
It was decent.
So,
until it's not.
So I think that'll happen. So I think that Vision, here's my prediction. Vision not coming back because Wanda is going to get him in his TV show. I think the whole TV show is about bringing back Vision. That's why I think, here's my
terrible idea.
Tinfoil mouse hat.
That is a horrible idea.
Here's why I think that, because the name of the show is WandaVision, not Wanda and Vision.
I think they're just dumb.
Because she's going to be, it's going to be Wanda's Vision. Really? For that? It's not that bad. That's what I think.
That was really bad.
Okay, I think Hawkeye lives.
That was really bad.
I mean, Black Widow's got a movie coming out, so she's probably going to live, right?
These could all be pre-snap, man.
I think that they've already confirmed that Black Widow isn't a prequel.
Really?
I think so, yeah. But they could also be lying. Like, I'm interested to see how much of Marvel has been lies. Like, do you think that the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer is lies?
Doubtful. That's Sony.
Yeah, but
I was about to ask, who's the guy in that?
Mysterio?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, you don't like Jake Gyllenhaal?
Fuck no.
What's wrong with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Get back, bitch, out of here. That was not a gay insult.
No, it's just a play on words. It's fine. You're fine.
Alliteration, man.
Alliteration. You got it, dude. You got it. I don't know, man. I don't think there's going to be as many deaths as we think.
Probably not.
I think
it's Marvel.
I think the same for, like, Game of Thrones this weekend.
Yeah?
I think deaths are what we expect, so I think they aren't going to give them to us, so we're surprised.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
But for some reason, I don't know why this is. But for some reason, I feel like with Avengers, we expect multiple people to die so they won't. But with Game of Thrones, we expect multiple people to die so they won't, but I expected that, and so a lot of people will die. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a reverse shell game or something, man.
Dude, it's just gonna, it is what it is, man.
You don't think that
there's
they think about that?
There's a theory out there for everything. For Endgame, for Game of Thrones, for Star Wars, all the fucking theorists out there, there's one.
God, I forgot Star Wars existed.
That's goddamn right, man.
I forgot Star Wars existed. Did you see that tweet that was posted in like 2012? Now, it was for Episode 7, but the title was Episode 7, Rise of Skywalker, Emperor Palpatine Returns. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. Yeah, but you have a million people out there tweeting nonsense. One of them's going to be right,
you know? Now, that was secretly J.J. Abrams.
Oh, you think so?
He made a fake account just to put it out in the universe, see what his response was.
I don't think that's
true. Absolutely.
It could happen.
You don't think that happens?
I don't know, man.
Fucking people just make
I don't think J.J. Abrams has. I don't think he cares. I don't think that's his job. I think he cares
a lot. I think Rian Johnson gives no fucks.
Well, he's in charge of the next game, Star Wars, though.
Yeah, guess when I'm going to be checking the fuck out?
The last movie? Aren't you checked out right now?
No, I'm seeing episode 9.
God, why? I thought we were done with this.
I'm only seeing it because I want to hate it.
But you're still giving them their money.
That's fine.
You don't care. They got your hate money.
10 days later.
Hate it all you want.
Opening weekend, you can suck my dick. I don't care. I don't care.
You will go see it. Day two or three. I guarantee it.
I know I will.
Guarantee it. See, Sam keeps talking about this Cloak and Dagger show, but I think that's on Hulu here in the States. I don't have Hulu, so I've never watched it. But Sam keeps saying it's good, so maybe I should check it out. The problem is that I now no longer care about Marvel TV. I don't care about it. Because now I know that they're going to get rid of... I guess what I should say is Disney Plus has their own TV, and those are explicitly in the MCU, which to me implies everything else isn't.
Right.
So why watch Cloak and Dagger?
What is Cloak and Dagger?
It's another Marvel show. It's like Daredevil or right. Jessica Jones or whatever.
Hearing something.
I think it's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also on our sites. So we could probably watch it there. But regardless, I just don't care. Like, if it's not going to further my MCU, why even watch it? Because all I'm going to do is get attached to characters that I'm going to want to see in a movie, and they're not going to be in the movie, and then I'm just going to be mad that Daredevil doesn't exist in the MCU. I'm going to be mad that Fisk doesn't exist in the MCU. I'm going to be mad. Rawr.
You shouldn't be mad that Fisk doesn't
exist. Fisk is great. You don't like Fisk?
Fisk. Okay.
Yeah, not Iron Fist.
I thought you meant
Fisk. Daredevil. Punisher. Punisher especially.
He's coming back.
I want Thanos to show up and the Punisher just puts a 12 gauge in his mouth.
This is a bait and switch where they're like, they're canceled.
There was an article that came out today that said Disney's in-house counsel tells Marvel they shouldn't even think about resurrecting Netflix characters until 2020.
Yeah, see? So they'll be back.
But that means 2021. I can't live that long without the Punisher.
What if
John Barenthal needs to get another job?
It's 2 years.
He's unemployed.
It's a year and a half, bro. You know, it's a half a year until fucking 2020.
Dude, I went.
The next goddamn presidential election? We're about to... You know there's 20 Democratic candidates right now?
No.
20!
I don't know any of that.
There are fucking 20! And there can't be any more because they literally can't fit on the fucking debate stage.
Are there going to be 20 people?
There's going to be 20 people on that fucking stage, bro.
Why?
Because
Trump's going to win.
Literally, yeah.
Let's just let him win.
Yes.
Just give it to him.
He will, because there's just too much.
there's like idiots.
Yeah, there's a centrist leftist. There's a way too leftist. There's like some point in the middle.
There's some
the whole
vegan who
side
lives in a hut.
Is split, man. That's what I'm saying. Trump.
Oh, my God, dude.
Or Gary Johnson, because he's going to definitely run again.
Who's Gary Johnson?
He's the independent.
Oh, he's that knucklehead.
Who wants to legalize
weed? He's the one
weed.
Who ruined Hillary's run, right?
No.
Him and the girl?
Bernie Sanders.
No. What was the other girl?
Jill.
Yeah, her.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't she like arrested for fraud or something?
I think so.
Yeah, like, just pick two. Stop wasting her. Let's have the election tomorrow. It's Trump versus Sanders. Just have it.
Yeah.
We all know everything we need to know. You either like the man who's currently there, or you like old granny. Pick one.
It's old granny, and then the actual old granny, Elizabeth Warren. She's running. Joe Biden's running. And then the others,
Jill Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's running for president?
Joe Biden.
Put him in. I'm voting Joe, dude.
Joe Biden.
I'm going to write in Joe Biden. I thought he wasn't running.
No, he just announced, like, Wednesday that he is.
Dude, Bernie needs to resign. Let Joe win.
Joe's been fondling some women, man.
Dude, good. I have two. I like women. Okay? And by fondling some women, I mean just my wife. And she doesn't like it, so it's kind of the same thing. Put Joe in there!
Tuesday. I said I was a day off. I said Tuesday.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. Listen to the news.
It's because I've been out of it all week.
Listen to the news.
That's how I don't have Avengers spoilers, because I haven't been on the internet.
You don't want to know how old I am now that I'm 25?
How old are you?
I listen to NPR.
Dude, I love NPR,
in the mornings.
NPR is too depressing, honestly.
Yeah.
It's really depressing. You know what's depressing to me about NPR? Is that they're impartial.
Oh, suck my dick ass, and it was Tuesday, wasn't it? Oh, look who's up on his facts.
Oh, and I said, you should have just let him be
wrong. Feel that burn.
Okay,
you should have just let me stay where I was, because now I'm all hyped up.
He would have forgot immediately. Hey, Chris, thanks for the 100 bits. Sorry, Acid, you're now down to the legendary D again. Chris, appreciate it. What was I going to say?
Huh?
Nope. Okay, well, never mind.
It wore.
Thanks, Acid. Appreciate it.
Bring it.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Something. Let Joe run. Let's let Joe. I thought he wasn't going to run for president. Or was that the last one?
No. I don't think he could have ran.
Why not? Didn't Al Gore run right after Clinton?
That's a good point. Yeah, no, you're...
I think you can do whatever you want.
I think so. The hell I am.
Can I run for president?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be 34, right?
I'll write you in.
You have to be 34, right?
I think so.
So I gotta wait. Next election.
Yeah.
Z-Swigs 2024, man.
Dude, I cannot believe next year is 2020.
Dude, I went to my eye appointment on Wednesday. We scheduled an appointment for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like my appointment next year is like April 25th, 2020 or something. I'm just like...
I've had the same ID.
That is not okay.
I've had the same license since I was issue date, 2014.
Oh my God. You've got to be getting close to redoing it, right?
Yeah, it's next year.
Yeah, 2020. I think mine's 2022. Mine's newer.
I've had this license. I have not lost it.
Congratulations.
In 6 years, bro. You know how often Bash loses his fucking wallet?
Yes, it's probably more than he loses his hair. Oh, got him, dude.
Burn for a dude who's not here.
Yeah, there was never lessons. Yeah, but it was a good burn, though.
It was.
If it was in person, that would have been a great
singer.
That
man is bald.
Yeah,
yes.
He is, and he lost all his hair. He didn't used to be. Nope. Now he did. Mm-hmm. Wish Pinella would adopt that, but, you know, he didn't.
But no, it would look so weird.
2020 is the future.
Looks weird, but
2020 is the future, right?
Look weird as shit. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, 2020 feels like now we're in the future.
We've been living in the 2010s for like, I don't know, like 10 years.
It's like 10 years, I would say, right? Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, that's just weird. Like, I'm not gonna feel okay booting up my podcast or my show on January 2nd or whenever I go live. Say January 2nd, 2020.
2020.
That's gonna feel very weird.
Yeah.
Like, is there another? Like, for some reason, 2030 doesn't feel as futuristic as 2020.
No.
I think it's because in our lifetime, all the adults have been like, "By 2020, everything's gonna be great." And now it's 2020, and nothing's happened.
Bad.
Nothing's happened. There was a church that I went to. The church that my school was attached to. I didn't go to church there, but my school was there. We had church in school, so they came in and they had a thing called Vision 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's real clever, you get it? Because 2020 visions, but it was their Christian vision for the year 2020.
Uh-huh.
To win 20 million souls to the Lord by 2020.
Ha.
I don't know if they succeeded, but I'll tell you one thing. Their youth pastor molested about 80 girls and he's in jail now. I don't think that was their Vision 2020. What do you think?
Probably not.
No, I would say no.
Yeah, man. Blade Runner was set when? Last year? 2016?
For some reason, that's not as
2015?
Weird.
It might have been 2015.
I don't know, dude. Either way, 2020 is the future, and I'm not... And it still sucks outside.
Oh, yeah. It will continue to suck for the next 40 years.
Like, are there some people out there that don't suck, that do live in the future? Like, do you think that Elon Musk lives in the future? Because I feel like rich people, like...
Dude, that guy's sending rockets into space. Yeah, he lives in the future.
Yeah, but we were sending rockets into space in the 60s, man. Now these rockets land on their own.
Now this rocket has a fucking Tesla that's just shot in the fucking...
That's because he has more money than the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and he can attach a car to a rocket. People in the 60s were way more conservative. They were like, we're not going to shoot a car into space. Let's shoot a monkey instead. That sounds way more fun.
If he was in the future, he would have retrofitted that car to fly in space. He would have been in it.
Do you think?
And then, like, jetted around a little bit and then flown back in.
Are you saying that if Elon Musk was alive in the 60s, that he would have been better than he is right now? Like, think of what they did in the 60s with getting people on the moon with a processor less powerful than what we have on our phone. They got us to the moon, and we can't even get, like, Uber to work. Do you think if Elon Musk had that motivation, he would have been able to
do
it?
Doesn't that put into perspective how fucking
nutballs crazy it was for them to try that shit?
Yeah, it does.
Like, we're just gonna send you guys, you and me, they're gonna send us into space.
Yeah.
We're gonna try. We're pretty sure. Like about 48% sure.
They're 69% sure at least, roasted.
You could probably get close to the moon.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe.
Well, they did it slowly.
It's theorized that you could probably shoot around it and then come back.
They did it slowly. Like, they shot a rocket, didn't blow up. So then they shot a rocket with a person, didn't blow up. So then they shot a rocket close to the moon, didn't blow up. Shot a rocket around the moon, didn't blow up. Shot a rocket to the moon.
There were a lot of rockets that blew up.
There were a few that blew up. There were a few that blew up without taking off.
A few that caught fire. Killed.
The point is that they did that with basically your watch.
Yeah.
Like, could you do enough math with your watch to get someone to the moon?
I mean, if it has a calculator.
Here, I'll answer it for you. No, you can't.
I probably could.
No, you can't.
I couldn't, but a smart person. That's all I was asking. Could.
So,
a smart person definitely.
Are you okay? Is the Coors killing you? The moon landing was fake. Taylor? Oh! Santa sucks! Oh! Can I talk really quick about Taylor, real quick?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I gotta give props to Taylor, okay? This is not going to sound like a compliment, but it is a compliment, okay? Because, like, I had this discussion with another person in my chat. She's a really good follower of my channel, Kay and Drew. I'm sure, I think you've seen him in here before, but usually they're asleep. It's Europe. They're not like Sam, who was just up watching football in the middle of the night, okay? She likes Sansa. Big problem. But unlike Taylor, who I can just be like, you're dumb! You dumb! Eating cereal or whatever the kids do nowadays to show a sign of disrespect, okay? Whatever they do, you spit on me during Joe Biden. I don't want to hear it.
I didn't.
You did! Anyway, point is that I can just, I don't need to have an intelligent conversation with Taylor.
Uh-huh.
We could express ourselves through grunts of rage. I mean, I think she still tries occasionally to be intelligent and informed, but then she realizes that it's me. And she devolves to my language with, Sansa good, you dumb. And then I'm like, no! She dumb, me good! You know, and we have that. But like, because it was really hard to have an intelligent conversation about Sansa with Kay, who I, I'm going to sound like I don't respect Taylor, but who I respect. it's like, but she doesn't do anything. And Kay's like, but I really like the way that her attitude has adjusted and how she kept Winterfell in check. And I'm like, Winterfell didn't need to do anything. All she had to do was get food for the armies that John said he was bringing back. She's like, well, John didn't really explicitly say that he was bringing back armies. And I'm like, well, maybe Sansa, that dumb whore, should have thought of that. You know, but I couldn't say that, even though it was boiling up inside me. I couldn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. Okay? Okay? God, I hope Sansa gets stabbed by the Night King. God, I hope she gets stabbed. Did that fall out of my hair? No, it didn't.
No, it did.
No, it didn't.
It was on your head this entire time. I put it there 5 minutes ago.
My God, I really hate Sansa. I hate her so much. And her stupid necklace,
how
dude.
The fuck could that be on your head? And with you moving around like a goddamn mat?
I just touched my head and yeah, it no, fell at the exact
at
same time.
I threw it at you.
No, Taylor, my point is that I respect you most of all. And I respect you even more so because I respect you, if that makes sense.
He respects the lack.
It's like
of,
it's like
the lack of formality.
It's like
that he
she's
has to
in the family.
Discuss what
I can
means.
Say whatever I need to her, mm-hmm. and she won't take offense at it, and mm-hmm. vice versa.
Gotcha.
You know,
makes total sense.
Yeah. Does it?
A little bit.
Okay, I just want to make sure because.
Hey man, we got 7 minutes left in the show. We haven't even talked about one thing you brought up here,
dude. I'll solve this problem for you. Okay, there they're gone. I want to talk about this real quick.
Oh, shit.
Just read this. I didn't respond to this. I don't know how to respond to it. Just read it aloud.
Will Schlarty ever make another appearance? At Jessica and I are reminiscing about him and Fluffy. Nah. That's racist.
He is packed on cold ice, then put into a shipping container on a boat that goes to the North Pole, never to return. It's what you know. It's what it would be like that boat at the beginning of National Treasure that Nick Cage digs out of the ice. That's how buried Schlarty is down there, dude.
I mean, minus one word, he could probably skim by
that
today.
Words. a big part of Schlarty's inventory.
It was back then.
Are you saying you can bring back Schlarty right now?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't done that.
I brought these beers for the show, and I just opened it at 7:54 p.m.
It always starts off with an arg. Arg.
Me be Schlarty Bartfart. I'm high off my own party rock, and my pet fluffy ferret.
Parrot?
Ferret, parrot.
Yeah.
So, in other words, no, he can't come back.
I can bring it back. I'm Gilbert Godfrey.
He can't come back. He can't come back. For those of you who don't know, I don't even know why Taylor and Jessica, who have been our longest listeners, I don't even know why they care. Okay? Because he was there for, what, 10 minutes? On one episode of the Seth and Colby Show 10 years ago.
We started him a Twitter, though, and it still exists.
Well, that's only because we don't know how to log into it.
That's true.
To delete it. Bye, Sam. Enjoy your night. I mean, I do believe that I have. I could pull it up. I think I have it.
I now have the facial hair of the what Schlarty probably would have if he were an actual human being. But, you know, I don't think I could do it. He's gotten a little older. He's gotten a little raspier.
Let's see if Schlarty's in here.
Schlarty, right there, number 11. You big dumb
twat. This is 5 minutes. I have no idea what's in here. Should we listen to this?
Probably not. I mean, did you bleep these at all?
Oh, no. These are completely uncensored. I mean, this is 2009. We're going to be okay, right? No one listens.
Whatever.
I mean, it's 2009. How old were you in 2009?
This isn't me.
Okay, this is...
a buddy of mine. His name's Shulby.
Arg!
No, he is not going to be introduced yet.
Me...
Okay, hold on. Can we analyze our show? Because it's been 10 years. I honestly don't remember.
Sure.
I just said no. He hasn't been introduced yet. Does that mean that before our show, we prepped and I said, one of us said, I've got a pirate character named Schlarty? Did we plan Schlarty? He just didn't come up like Chuck Hardwood?
My guess, I doubt that happened.
Why would I say he doesn't need to make an appearance?
My guess is we did like a test show that was
not out, and that probably came out then. And yeah, I probably X-nayed it because of the F words that were in it.
Probably.
Yeah, but here we are in 2020. Yeah. No.
When?
Can we listen to that guttural scream when I muted your mic? He is not going to be introduced yet.
Me.
I've muted you. No.
When?
That was the
I don't know.
When?
Hopefully never.
Slarty Barb.
Good. You didn't get it on, you just said one word.
Slarty
Barb. I win. Never gonna get it.
Slarty Barb fart.
Oh god.
Oh god.
F you.
The pirate name.
So I did radio on this one.
Fine, do it.
No.
You are an ass. Get out of my house.
Arg. Me be Slarty Bart Fart. How are you doing, my kind young fellow?
I'm doing okay. How are you,
Mr. Slarty? Well, you know, me wife, she be hollering up my booty, trying to get on over to her house and lay heat.
What did you just say? I'm sorry, Mr. Fart. I'm sorry.
What a great name, though.
It is. I couldn't understand that. I got rid of that sound effect.
Into young waters.
Young?
Talking about that.
Young waters?
Shut up.
You mean dangerous waters?
Hey.
What?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fart.
I might kill you.
I bet you will.
I will stab you over the bridge.
I love how your accent goes away every once in a while.
It doesn't go away.
I think it does.
Shut up.
What's the name of your ship?
Huh?
Huh? I mean, what's the name of your ship?
The Slarty number one.
The Slarty number one.
Yeah.
Is there a Slarty number two?
Maybe.
He said, yeah, I can too.
Yeah.
Who cares about my... You are the worst at this.
The Slarty number one.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
Hey.
What?
If me crew members... Mutiny, ye me.
Okay, yes.
Maybe there will be a Slarty number two. You never know.
Why would they name a ship after you if they mutinied you?
Because they can't name the name of the ship. They can't change the name. It's Sorority Number One.
Well, they did, if they change it to Number Two, they change the name of the ship.
I'd be the captain of the second ship.
No, you wouldn't be if they mutinied you.
No, I make a totally different ship with a totally different crew. That's why I don't have the Sorority Number One.
But you said they would name it the Sorority Number
No,
Two.
No, I said I would name it the Sorority Number One. They can't change the name of Sorority Number One.
You are a horrible pirate.
Shut up, you stupid faggot.
I like how you tried to think of something else. Like, oh, you caught me.
Should I?
Scurvy in your esophagus? Is that what your problem is? You got scurvy?
Shut up.
Yeah, Mr. Fart.
I stabbed you over the plank.
Stab me over the plank?
You just, that's what I said.
You walk the plank. You don't
shut stab. Up.
You are the worst pirate ever.
I'm going to stab you in the ass, and then you're going to jump over.
I'm going to stab you in the ass. I lost my accent halfway through that.
You kind of moan, you change the name to mine.
Now you're Lil Wayne. Now you're just
Lil
Wayne.
Wayne.
Telling Cabas.
This show was ridiculous.
This is the last episode we did for almost 2 years.
This might be the episode I was hopped up on cake.
Oh, I might have made you eat a whole cake. Yeah.
I'm just going to let him
You're just
this.
Screaming in the background.
Hey, I used to do
what?
That.
What?
A lot.
The asbestos is getting in my throat.
You have asbestos on the open water, sir?
And chlamydia. That is a whole different story.
How do you get chlamydia from a...
The gay named witchman of the Northeast.
So you're gay?
I visited his house once to learn of his gay ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a gay pirate. You're a gay pirate with a horrible ship name. Is that what you're
saying? Maybe gay.
That was the worst accent I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
How did we even get started with this?
Arg.
Okay, thanks for this. Oh, because we were talking about how the show's going to be different, and we have characters that we're going to introduce throughout the show.
Yep.
However,
hey, we got Chuck Hardwood 10 years later, man.
I need to make up the name of the show.
Great.
What are you trying? Why are you doing that with your foot? What are you doing with
Where's
your foot?
Party Rock? That's what I want
to
know.
I'm straightening out the stupid. No! No!
I'm sorry. I was trying to help you.
What?
Party Rock, man.
You are amazing.
It's got to be coming up. Right?
Me be amazing with my peg leg.
If it was a peg leg, you would get
it might not be.
Here comes Fluffy.
Yep. I mean, yep.
Yep. I mean, yep.
I also have a parrot. His name is Fluffy.
You made yourself laugh.
I did.
Yeah. You cracked yourself up.
He just made himself laugh. He's really laughing here.
Oh, God.
He's dying.
Yeah, I don't know. That must have been the second appearance of Slarty then.
I don't know where Party Rock came from.
Party Rock, man. You remember that?
I remember the t-shirt.
Out to sea. You crush everybody in the boat with a rock. And then you scoop up the dust and snort it up your ass.
Of course. How could I forget the instructions for the Party Rock?
Oh, God. I remember there was a shirt. That was about all I remember, though. Look at my hair right now. What's this?
No, poof. You big old poof. Bring this gay slang back, bro.
That's just what we need.
2019.
Yeah. It's, 2019, no one cares. Yeah, whatever. You know, that wasn't as bad as I remember. The Twitter is way worse.
Oh, yeah.
The Twitter is just filled with the F word. And not the F-U word, the F-A word. One you can't say anymore.
It was a big word.
Probably should have said
29.
Yeah, it was. I will give you that.
29.
I knew what you meant. 2009.
That one.
But yeah, you're welcome, Taylor. But yeah, I think our only character now currently is Chuck Hardwood.
Am I really bad, Gilbert Gottfried? But technically not a character.
I got really bad drunk too, so you know.
And my British man, hello.
Hello,
Governor.
How are you?
Hey,
you
Governor.
You good? You're good?
Yeah, it's British, that and Kobe. We are. We're here to eat crumpets.
Yeah, we're always
doing God
the
save
Courtney
the Queen.
We are.
The British all the time now, we is. We got that.
Yeah, we're good.
But,
we're definitely in the accents.
We definitely have that. So. Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
But yeah. To answer Pro Xbox question is, where is this and where can I find it? You can't. Mm-mm. Yep.
It's for my benefit.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on here. All I need to do, chat, honestly, all I need to do is re-listen to this. That's all I need to do. Because I could allow this to go out, but I don't remember what's on it. You know? Like, let's just live dangerously.
All right, you're up.
I mean, most of the time, I'm not screaming faggot over the air, like, nonstop.
I agree. Well, and I...
Most of the time. Then again, you got to remember, I'm a 15, 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, but what about me?
In 2010. I don't know about you.
It's like...
You're beautiful.
Whatever.
You're beautiful. It's true.
So Colton's going to sing Beat It, and then he's going to sing this song.
Of Adam Shaw. What?
You remember Colton was playing at a wedding?
I vaguely remember that. Did that happen? No. Did he sing this song?
No, he didn't. Sleep on now, cause I've
got a plan. You're beautiful. Dude, I sound just like Jay's Blood. Yeah, see, there's one, yeah.
Colton all thinks he's good and all, man. That's tough.
2008 was a different time, dude.
I don't know if it was just us here in the Midwest or what.
No, it's 2008. That's how it was. 2008. Remember the 40-year-old virgin?
That song's, yeah. I don't know.
It was just part of the culture back then, dude.
This one by James Blunt. Right. Never even heard this one.
Oh, you've heard this one. Into the night. Why did I say that so confident? Look, I've been in your bedroom, played it for you.
Oh, in the office. I am here for you.
If you'd only. This is
so
bad.
Where is it? I'm still missing. Touch my heart, touch my soul,
change my life and all my. What is this?
The worst song.
Was this in?
My heart was blinded by The Office.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
We only had a 30-second preview. Goodbye,
iTunes, my
friend. Oh,
that's terrible, dude. But yeah, 2000. You know,
dude. All right.
Is it
one more?
Oh, go ahead.
Play the fucking Yak song, bro.
Oh, this is just for Taylor. Like when I put this on the best of CD, I did it for Taylor. That was the only reason it exists.
This is the last part of the show that's gonna be filled with.
Yeah!
I don't even remember what the Yak song is.
Let me give you guys some context here, okay?
The only thing I remember about the Yak song is like How I Met Your Mother. It's the exact same thing. The bang. Bang a day bang. I said a bang 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 a day bang.
I don't know
bang,
what you're bang, talking bang. About.
That's all I can picture when thinking of Yak.
Okay, here's what happened for the Yakety people in the audience. Yak, Colby yak, will yak, agree yak, with yak. This as he listens and he remembers. Colby, shockingly enough, used to not like to do 2-hour shows.
Mm-mm.
So
I was young and I could get bored very easily.
He's totally changed.
Probably
now, where he definitely doesn't flame out halfway
Dude, I'm
through the
all
show.
Good from one solid hour.
Okay, so. You may be shocked to hear this, but back then, this is probably episode 4 or 5, Colby and I don't know each other that well. I'm still learning to do radio. You know, I'm not as good then as I am now, and Colby, definitely not, because this was like maybe his 30th total hour of broadcasting, probably. Period. Mm-hmm. And so, what happened is that Colby ran out of steam.
Yeah.
And so... This entire segment, if I'm going to pat myself on the back here, is a class on how to take it when your co-host has a mental breakdown and only wants to communicate through screams and turn it into a segment.
Also I had a magazine of some sort.
Yes.
I don't know what it was, but it was like a long tube.
Yes, it was a magazine.
I was blowing in it, you know, like you do.
Yeah, it was like using it like a megaphone. Yeah, that's what was happening.
Just bring up more of this gay imagery.
Just to remind people that we're not homophobic.
Right. No,
yes.
We're good.
No, definitely.
We're
yeah.
good.
I'm actually phobic of being homophobic. Mm. I may be full-blown gay.
I mean...
Anyway.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Loop this
who is
20
it?
Times.
Chuck Hardwood.
Wow. Until 2 hours.
All right.
Quit it with that gay shit, man.
He's a white Republican.
Quit.
He might...
Quit.
Stop
quit.
Good, Yak, Colby.
Really? Put in your stoop.
Sweet. Yak.
Back up.
Wow.
I don't believe yaks just say yak at the end of their sentence.
They do. I don't know what you're talking about. You're a stupid hoe.
So right now my brain is processing the fact that this is going to be it for the rest
wow.
of the show.
Yep.
And I'm like, how do I make this entertaining?
What? What is up?
God, Matthew.
And we had idiots in the
all
room.
All they do is this.
That just laughed at anything.
Seth, what is wrong?
This is literally all they do.
What is going on?
We're just gonna live in the zoo for the last hour of the show.
Wow. Where's the camels?
Holy crap. Why is it called the Yak Song?
Because we say yak. When we get through this buffoonery, eventually we start. I just skipped 45 seconds, and you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell.
Bobby's drinking Red Bull.
Oh, that was amazing.
Bravo.
This is embarrassing.
What's going on now?
Now I'm playing the Price is Right theme behind Borak.
I can't tell.
This is it.
Yak!
What?
Wow. That's the Yak song.
Yeah.
Yak. Doing the same
what
thing.
What has the show become?
11 years
you're
later,
through
bro.
A magazine?
Yeah.
Stop this.
It's not a magazine.
Hear how angry I sounded
wow.
right there, dude?
This sucks.
Listen
I'm
to this.
Waiting for you through a magazine.
What has the show become?
You talking through a magazine?
Yeah.
It's not a magazine. It's not
that's my stern
thing.
Voice.
Wow.
What are you doing?
This sucks.
I'm waiting for you.
Yuck.
You'll never need
it. Yeah. Oh, so what did we went into the commercial break,
that's
and
what
then we sang over the commercial music.
Yeah.
What? No. Taylor likes this, but not the Avengers. I just want that to be known. And she likes Sansa. We're Sansa.
Seaman.
Did you say semen?
You just said semen. And you're singing it.
What do you want?
That is a cluster of whatever.
Did you say plug it in your ass?
I don't know.
I heard that.
It's only got 18 seconds left, I feel like.
Let it run out, man.
I just yelled at Matthew about something. I don't know what I said.
Changing the way you listen to the radio.
Stuart.com. That's the end.
Yeah, that was how much torture you were in. You didn't want to do radio because no. I'm just yakking over here.
Yeah, you just yak. That means that you did that in the at least the dude, second to last
that
break.
Was six
we would have had
minutes.
Another. We would have had another 25 minutes to do after that because we took
6 minutes.
We took 4 2-minute breaks of that show.
All right. Well, speaking of break, we're gonna go.
Yeah, it's
and
over.
We're gonna come back, and I'm gonna play some game that I don't know what I'm playing.
You want to explain to Britt what she just tuned into? That's the love of your life, man. What are you gonna say to her?
Don't worry about it. Don't rewind.
Definitely do not go back and listen to the rest of the show.
Just move.
Let's just go to play Resident Evil. That's
all right.
That's what we're going to do.
More scary that, games in the middle of fucking
no,
April.
Man, it isn't scary.
Sounds cool to me.
It isn't scary. I played this one. It's fine. Okay? It's fine. Guys, thanks for watching, listening, whatever you do. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. If you're watching live on twitch.tv/Seth and Colby right now, stick around. We're going to take a quick break, 5-6 minutes, come back. Colby is going to play Resident Evil 2 Remastered. Have you ever seen this game being played? Did you watch me at all or anything?
I might have watched you once.
Okay.
I think it was this one.
Okay. Well, yeah. Get ready. I don't think it's that scary. I think it'll be fine.
All right.
I think he'll be fine. So he's going to come back. He's going to play that. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, thank you. We'll be back Sunday. Full end game review on Sunday, so I understand our viewer numbers will be lower because some of you won't see it.
Then no, you better be there.
I mean, you should go
better
see
be
it.
There, be square.
Like, it's the whole weekend.
Weird alcohol that's probably not meant to be consumed
perfect.
By humans.
But. Can't wait. So yeah, we're going to do that today, but don't worry, we'll put spoiler
oil.
Alerts up if you forget or whatever. We won't spoil it. But yeah, so.
I'll drink more motor oil.
All right, man, let's do it. If it's
suicide
edible.
Suicide pack. Let's go.
Let's go, dude. Let's do it.
All right.
So we're going to do that. But right now, 5-minute break. Come back. Play Resident Evil 2. Appreciate y'all hanging out. We will see you in a couple minutes. SethandColby.com for everything. We love you. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.